everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio, uniting humankind with universal love and divine power and joy and freedom and possibility. And then we say, uniting all of mankind with our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is absolutely one of the most extraordinary and amazing women you will ever know and have the pleasure to know and come in contact with, the preeminent voice of natural health and healing for our time. And we are in a time, aren't we, ladies and gentlemen, because we are in the shifting sands of a world that is reinventing itself. And I can say honestly that when you're in those shifting times, that the importance of stability is just something that you really, really, really can't underestimate. And I was a large group awareness trainer for many years, and I did a lot of transformational trainings. And I'll tell you one thing, if people don't feel safe, they can't transform. And here we have Dr. Carolyn Dean, one of the most consistent foundational voices in the natural health community, showing us how to keep and remain calm as we go through these turbulent times. That's the nature of our show tonight. My name is Ginny Sanders. I'm Dr. Dean's co-host. We'll be with you for 2 hours. And we are going to be talking about this very important topic, which is how to overcome social anxiety and concerns, and also to look at what is at the root of those. Because sometimes it's not just our conditions. It's also nutritional deficiencies and other health issues in the way that are provoking that anxiety to an unnecessary level. Dr. Dean is going to share her expertise about that, her understanding of how to navigate through these times, and her understanding of how to balance the body and how to hold your place as we go through this incredible transition. Now, I will also say Dr. Dean is the author of The Magnesium Miracle, one of the most well-known treatise on magnesium and mineral supplementation in the world. And she's also the author of many, many Kindle books. She has a whole library of free downloadable resources for all of her listeners and her radio audience that can be found at drcarolyndeanlive.com. She's on Amazon with podcasting, Kindles, and everything else you can imagine. She's all over the world on every single kind of internet radio show and every single kind of YouTube. The end and the scope of her reach just knows no bounds. But the most important thing is right here tonight, this very night, she's here with you. And that's the most important thing. And we're here to talk with you, answer your questions, and talk about any health concerns that you have and information that you'd like to glean from her. Now, just as I say that, I have to remind everybody, this isn't a health advice show. We're here to talk about natural health strategies. And of course, if you have any questions, Dr. Dean will often tell you what she would do if she were in your shoes, which she has been many times, because she is quite the inventor, quite the creator, quite the advocate. And as an advocate, sometimes you get right in the middle there and figure things out. And that's what she loves to do. So we will talk with the most beautiful and most amazing Dr. Carolyn Dean here this evening. And again, taking your questions here and also on YouTube as well, and through our chat lines and all other things. So we shall bring in the children and then we shall begin. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi. I was waiting for the children.
Oh, you didn't hear them.
I guess they're too far away.
They were.
Here's another word for me, Jenny. I'm an experimenter.
Yes, you are.
I'm an experimenter, always experimenting, which is what we all do with our lives. But sometimes we call it by different things, like, I messed up, or, I blew it. No, you're experimenting. Just rename it. That's part of transformation, is renaming. But Before we dive into today's blog that follows on what Ginny's talking about, shifting times, stability, and our transformative times, we have our, I guess I was going to say our first, maybe we've had little bits before, but this is a 10-verse magnesium poetry testimonial. And Jim did this for, I guess it's for us and for his wife. He said, "My wife has purchased and benefited from your products for years. I wrote a poem that I thought you might enjoy." And we sure did. So I'm going to read it. It's 10 verses, so hang in there. It's very witty. It's very cute. Here we go. Magnesium, we're all deficient. We don't get enough from the kitchen. The food that we eat is far from complete, and our bodies can't be efficient. The problem is really quite clear. Where crops are grown year after year, the mineral-rich ground is no longer found. The minerals have all disappeared. So why does it matter, you ask? The answer might leave you aghast. Your heart only runs with magnesium. Without it, your heart will not last. What more does it do, you inquire? Well, hundreds of enzymes require magnesium to do all that they do. See the list. You will be inspired. But wait, there's more, very much more. Your muscles need it to perform. After they contract, they have to relax. They'll cramp up without it for sure. All the nerves in your body transmit their messages lickety-split. Do you know what's needed so they're not impeded? Magnesium, you learn real quick. To keep all your systems from failing, you need more magnesium daily. But make sure you buy only the right kind or your GI tract will be ailing. Just because a bottle is labeled magnesium, don't think it's able to get in your cells. It has to pray tell, or you're just believing a fable. What is the right kind, you might ask? It's REMAG from Dr. Dean's lab. It gets in your cells. That's what makes you well. It's picoionic. What's that? Well, pico means it is so small, it easily enters cell walls. Ionic means the cell walls attract the REMAG, so cells get it all. To recap, you likely don't get enough magnesium in your diet, so supplements may be needed each day. With REMAG, you'll have no regrets. The end.
That is so freaking precious. Yay! My gosh.
I know. Isn't that just beautiful? I'm going to have someone put it to music. I think it's just too fabulous.
Carolyn, you are inspiring poetry among people who are experiencing your incredible gift. And it's so Emily Bronte. I mean, it's just so incredible. You are inspiring poetry. It's so precious. It really, really is. How neat.
Very sweet. Yeah, I love it. So thank you so much. James, we won't give your last name until you're ready to take your bows, but that was awesome. So, the blog that Ginny sent out this morning to introduce today's topic is called Fear, Managing the Body and Mind During Stressful Times. And we know what the stressful times are. You know, COVID is in the house. So, you know, it's about how to manage your stress when you find out you've been exposed or a family member has been exposed. So let's go through the words in the blog. You can follow it at Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. .com, it'd be on the homepage. So we say here, it's been almost 1 year since people around the globe started to hear about the novel SARS coronavirus. By now, everyone we know has been affected by the pandemic in one way or another. For many, the uncertainty surrounding these dynamic fluid changes may be more threatening than the virus itself. Yet life has a way of demanding adaptation from us all, so responding positively to these seemingly threatening conditions is important. And you know, sidebar here, we have to wonder, you know, how much are we being manipulated by this fear? Fearful things, accidents, tragedies, they drive the media. They drive the advertising in media. If you look at a tragic story and hear the ads, you know, in between the storylines during a media broadcast, then those advertisers are getting more bang for their buck. So the more fear-based media there is, the more advertising is sold, the more these, you know, million-dollar paychecks go out to these crazy people on the media, whatever they think they call themselves now. They're propagandists, as far as I'm concerned. And that's what's happening. We are living in fear-based propaganda. And, well, let me go on. I mean, I could talk about this for hours, but the next paragraph in the blog, one powerful positive response to protecting your heart and mind from excessive and overwhelming stress may be appropriate nutritional support. So we know that researchers have found that the biological processes of the body, as well as many aspects of the brain, play a key role in fear and anxiety. The longer the body is required to sustain a state of excessive stress, panic, or fear, the chemical imbalances are certain to pile up. And then sidebar here, we adapt to it and we just become kind of immune to the constant barrage. We become numb. And that's not a good thing either, because then we don't react appropriately to day-to-day stresses or input, or you know, our emotions are kind of shut down as we're numbed from constant stress. And that's where the adrenal fatigue comes in. When you're under daily stress and shooting out adrenaline all the time, you use up your magnesium and your B vitamins and your vitamin C. And that's why when we talk about protecting ourselves from the virus, we talk about the vitamin C and magnesium and vitamin D, of course. So continuing now, I've written about the benefits of vitamin and mineral supplementation to support the body during stressful times. In the magnesium miracle, I write, yes, when the adrenals are no longer protected by sufficient magnesium, the fight or flight hormones, adrenaline and noradrenaline, become more easily triggered. They become kind of slap happy, and when they surge erratically, they cause a rapid pulse, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. And of course, sidebar here, when you go to your doctor with your rapid pulse, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, they'll just start diagnosing you with heart problems instead of stress problems created by magnesium deficiency. Continuing, the more magnesium deficient you are, the more exaggerated is the adrenaline release. Magnesium calms the nervous system and relaxes muscle tension, helping reduce anxiety and panic attacks. So if you're taking enough REMAG, the saturation doses, your heart rate won't speed up. So you won't feel your heart kind of, you know, chittering away. And because it's partly the tachycardia, the fast heart rate, that starts making a person feel anxious and get panicky and drive up their blood pressure. In chapter three of the Magnesium Miracle, it's called Anxiety, Depression, and Sleep, I pose the following question. How do we graduate from being a calm person in control of our nervous system to an anxious, fearful individual? I think it's due to a gradual but chronic decrease in magnesium reserves. When the body is stressed, and it can be stressed for a dozen different reasons, our magnesium reserves dump this crucial mineral into our bloodstream, and we immediately become one of those people blessed with the ability to cope. So what I'm saying here is, if you have magnesium reserves and you start feeling stressed, then your body will pull out some extra magnesium from your reserves, and then you'll calm down. So when that's the case, you know, people think that, you know, you're calm, etc., and they don't know why. You know, they probably think you're on a medication or something. But if the stress continues and we don't rest or replace our magnesium between these stressful episodes, our magnesium stores are depleted. Then when you're faced with a stressor, the stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol, do not elicit a magnesium response with its calming effect. In its place, adrenaline revs up your heart rate, elevates your blood pressure, and tenses your muscles in a flight or fight reaction. And continue on. Millions of people try unsuccessfully to cope with their problems or medicate themselves with overeating, cigarettes, alcohol, street drugs, and other addictive behaviors to suppress their pain. We are a nation suffering a 32% incidence of anxiety, depression, and drug problems. Now, that was written back in 2017. I'm sure it is higher now. Instead of treating stress reactions properly with magnesium each year, millions of people are introduced to the merry-go-round of psychiatric drugs and psychological counseling for symptoms that may, in fact, be rooted in magnesium deficiency. Continuing, so how do we use vitamins and minerals to stabilize our mood and support our mental health and clarity? The way to do so, the way to begin a vitamin mineral regime is to determine your deficiencies and adjust accordingly. Magnesium, vitamin C, and trace minerals will support the adrenal glands. Vitamin B, zinc, calcium, and magnesium have all been proven effective to reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression. Vitamin D, sunshine in a bottle, has wonderful mood elevating benefits, and low potassium has been linked to mood changes and low energy levels. So all our products are helpful in this regard. Other healthy, easy-to-do strategies for mood management include mindful movement, deep breathing exercises, shutting off electronic devices in the home and in the bedroom, listening to the evening news while you eat, and listening to TV before you go to bed will keep your mind and body in a state of agitation that is simply not healthy. So that's the blog. I've had some sidebars, but let's ask Ginny what triggered her to add to this information.
Well, I think it's very comprehensive, other than the fact that probably getting their information from a reliable source, right? Like even in the health world, there's so much contradiction, Carolyn, and people don't, what we do know, and we talked about it a little bit, is that vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin C have actually been supported by major aspects of the medical and even allopathic community for their effects on COVID and that kind of thing. But how people can discern their own truth. What do you think about that?
Yes. Yeah. Good point. Because there is a war on between the big pharma allopathic medicine to promote all drug-based therapies and not in any way promote the vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, and are like silver, for Pete's sake. Silver is way down the list, even though they still use silver in burn units because silver is such a great natural antibiotic. So we've seen the medical profession and big pharma fail us, just as politics is failing us. Politics in general has failed. Everything is failing, and that's very fear-inducing to people. And what we're trying to say here is if you can keep your mind, body, and soul together with the nutrients we're telling you about, with the knowledge that you're in control of your body, you have choices, you don't have to listen to people tell you what your thoughts are or what they think you should know or follow. But I always say bottom line is to get yourself healthy. When huge stress that's occurring in the world happens like it is now, I just go into basic training. I exercise more, I eat better, I do a little more maybe fasting, I focus more. I've pulled myself away from the internet media. I'm listening to a lot of Bob's lectures about Marshall McLuhan, for example. Try to pull myself away from so much negativity, because the world will continue, you know, being positive is going to help on every level. Praying is going to help. So all that's going on, instead of draining your energy to try to figure out what's going on, because I don't think we'll ever know, then put your energy into staying healthy and staying focused on taking care of yourself and your family. What do you think of that, Jenny?
I agree 150%. Yep. You've got to make good choices for yourself. 100%. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And everything has a value and a benefit, just like we're on YouTube right now and on the internet with our show. So we promote positivity. Mm-hmm. We promote joy. We promote self-empowerment. We promote health freedom. And we promote the absolutely undeniable fact that the intelligent design of the body absolutely does know how to heal itself with the basic building blocks. Mm-hmm. Right. And there are just a handful of things that you can use to support your body, and then your body's going to take over. And I think we do a beautiful job of blending that information and sending it out, and also the value of love and being good to yourself, being, as Carolyn says, self-care and gratitude. So mm-hmm. those are very good holistic principles. And with that information, you can really succeed. And there are other things that are very negative and divisive that should probably be turned away from. And, you know, bottom line, like Carolyn always says, if it doesn't make you feel good, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So one of the things I came across this week was an announcement about employee health care. And everybody who's in natural medicine has thought about, well, wouldn't it be wonderful, some of these big corporations, if we could get in there and put people on our protocols, and especially now with the incredible positive reactions we have to our protocols, you could turn companies around, you know, like a big giant experiment, show how much money could be saved by keeping people healthy. Well, apparently 3 years ago, the CEOs of Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, that's Warren Buffett, and JP Morgan Chase teamed up to tackle one of the biggest problems facing corporate America, high and rising costs for employee health care. And apparently that announcement 3 years ago sent shockwaves throughout the world of medicine. Shares of healthcare companies tumbled on fears about how the combined might of leaders in technology and finance could wring costs out of the system. Well, apparently they disbanded because they just weren't getting anywhere, right? And that's what I've noticed all throughout, you know, since the, when did I start? 1979, when I began my first clinic, and people said, oh, we should get together and do this. And it never works out. Too much ego. And in the case of, you know, employee health care, it's like, who's in charge? You know, what do they aim for? These big corporations, they're locked into the big pharma. So the drug companies would want to be in there and sort of create algorithms that, you know, if your blood pressure is 130 over 80, then you should be on a drug. So it's never going to work for some organization or government body or your employer to help you take better care of mm-hmm. yourself than mm-hmm. you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You've really got to, you know, kind of come to grips with that. And I know any of our long-term customers, and not even that long-term, if you've been a customer for 6 months, you know already that you're on the right path and the right track to taking back your health and the health of your family. And that's what's important. I mean, that is the most vital thing that you can do right now is get healthy and stay healthy. And I guess, is there a COVID announcement today? I mean, there's so much information out there now. I think I'll just follow up on, remember the travel tips last week. I forgot to tell you, do not put berry powder in your salted water mineral flask in the air. because with the high altitude and the pressure, you open up your spout and you'll just get a fountain, which is what I did on my last trip. So that berry powder with the potassium bicarb will shake up too much and create an explosion out of your the spout of your water drinking apparatus. Have you guys found that on your trips, Ginny?
We didn't. Yeah, we didn't mix it up, but I know what you're talking about. Yes, it's got that wonderful potassium sorbate in it that has that just really fun little fizzy effect, and it makes mm-hmm. it a little silly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know, maybe there are questions people have about COVID. I think we've gone over it many times that it is a virus. It was probably genetically engineered. The fatality rate is like 0.01% now. The tests are highly inaccurate. The best, I guess, protocol for people to follow is to stay healthy with your D3K2, your vitamin C reset and whole C reset, your picosilver and your picozinc. And
Remag.
Of course. Oh, I mean, people are just living with a Remag IV, you know, in their arm. There's
That's
no
true.
Question. All
That's
our
true.
People are on Remag.
That's true.
Right.
Remag is the best product, and it's so fun because, I mean, and it, you know what I love about our customers? Like, we just got this testimonial in about our very good friend Sandy, who had a little problem with her dog and just rubbed Pico Zinc all over her dog just because she's like, something good's going to come out of this. I mean, our products are so versatile and so wonderful in that Remag. I mean, people put it in their hair, you put it on your skin, you got it in the lotion, you put it on your body. You can drink it, you can do this, you can mix it with things, and there's no end to the benefit of what it mm-hmm. is. It's just fantastic.
Well, I know, I heard about the doggy one, but I have the words of Sandy's testimonial. She said, Pico Zinc for healing the skin. Mm. Hello, my wonderful support team. Sandy, I won't see her last name here. While playing with the dog, she went to grab the toy and missed. She got my back thigh instead. Wow, that hurt. And my husband said it would take 3 days to stop being sore. Well, not in my world of reset. I put Pico Silver on first, then began pouring Pico Zinc on it, went to bed with no pain. But boy, it was a very large black and blue area with she said, with teeth scratched in the center. But I think it was the puppy's, I don't know if it was the puppy's teeth or his paw. But anyway, she kept the zinc on topically, and that's just the liquid zinc. I did use the Remag lotion also. But it's the zinc I kept reapplying. There was never any pain. When I went to bed that night, no pain. Now it's just 6 days, and that bad dark black and blue is now very light in color. Still big around, but just about gone, and the marks are healed completely. I don't know if it would have hurt if the skin was broken. It was badly scratched, and the zinc did not hurt at all, and now the scratches are all gone. This works great. Thank you for all you do, and I hope that this can help someone else. And Sandy's always saying that. She's always saying, you know, I just hope my words help someone else. Sandy is our wonderful customer who had just total body meltdown from medication she was given. And she has always given us updates on how incredibly well she's been after being told she'd be an invalid for the rest of her life. You know, this is by telling you these testimonials, we want you to do your experimentation. You know, if you have a symptom, you know, try something and see if it works. And you might read or hear about exactly what to do, but you may discover something new on your own. Ginny, I do have a couple of, maybe just one testimonial now and a couple of teaching cases. But, and I know we didn't get any questions because our topic is, you know, it's really kind of amorphous, but If you want to go to the phones or chat or YouTube for questions, we can do that now.
Yes. Well, let's just do a couple of things that we've got coming in on YouTube. And of course, the phone call, 646-5588.
And Jenny is on mute.
Nope, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm here.
She is multitasking.
No, I'm here.
My volume just drops. It just, I have to remind myself to look up when I don't hear you.
Okay, so yes. Well, let me just say, as far as the phone calls, if you got our email or you're on YouTube, you can see the number very clearly, 646-5588-656, and then come in with the ID 8836953587, and we'll put you on the phone with Dr. Dean. A couple good questions, and also, Carolyn, we can't forget to talk about the grassroots health. If people still haven't done your grassroots health testing, and those new people who are joining us on YouTube, be sure to share the show with others. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you can get your notifications on a regular basis. And be sure to chat us your questions if you have any. But Linda on YouTube asked, does the REMAG cause higher blood pressure?
No. If your pressure is low, then REMAG will balance your blood pressure. I'll go to some information that I put out when people ask about low blood pressure. Let me find it here. Magnesium deficiency can cause an underactive autonomic nervous system, leading to low blood pressure and poor circulatory system performance with a low heart rate. Some people think magnesium will lower their blood pressure and heart rate further, but slowly increasing magnesium will treat the problem and improve the blood pressure and increase the heart rate. And I would say that the other minerals and the other nutrients are important there as well. Although we do focus on REMAG because it is the basic nutrient that your body needs, but it's not a drug. It's not going to force things. It will help support your body and all the other nutrients as your body cells get all the building blocks to reverse or undo what is causing us to have various symptoms. I mean, medicine does. There's so many things that medicine doesn't know the cause of, and they just treat the symptoms. Mm-hmm. They've never gotten to the underlying cause. And if you look at my heart health book or the REMAG book, I talk about the 65 magnesium deficiency conditions that are misdiagnosed as health disease for which you're given drugs. Whereas if proper magnesium testing was done and a proper history was taken, it would be identified as magnesium deficiency. And if you took magnesium, especially our REMAG, which doesn't have the laxative effect, then all of a sudden you're overcoming these diseases. And not because it's treating the disease, it's because it's overcoming magnesium deficiency. So we're not treating disease here, FDA. No. We're just telling people to get their body saturated with enough magnesium to make them healthy. Right, Jenny?
Absolutely. And Carolyn, Linda also asked, does COVID cause high blood pressure?
Well, I think what COVID is doing in terms of blood pressure, and I've heard it can be low or it can be high, I think COVID is really stripping the body of nutrients. Mm-hmm. The magnesium goes down, the vitamin D goes down, vitamin C goes down, and all those things are important for the heart and for the blood pressure. So again, all these sort of COVID symptoms can be driven by the lack of nutrients. I mean, I don't know what people think otherwise. The body is under massive attack, massive inflammation. Magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin D are all anti-inflammatories. So that all those nutrients are used up pretty quickly. And if they're not replaced, then the symptoms get worse. And then they just use drugs to depress or neutralize the symptoms. they're not treating the condition. They're just suppressing the symptoms. So yeah, the heart's going to be affected. I mean, it's like when you read side effects of most drugs, they'll say, oh, there's heart symptoms. Well, I think that's because most drugs are depleting magnesium and leaving the heart vulnerable.
Yeah, very good. And also one of the things that we noticed is a lot of people, now they've started to associate not being able to smell or taste with COVID, but it's actually a zinc deficiency. And so that's just, again, how these body signals are being reinterpreted. Mm-hmm. And if you've got your zinc levels high, you should be just fine. Now, zinc doesn't store in the body, so you've got to use zinc on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But that's why we have Pico Zinc. That's why zinc is in the Remite. So you can be covered in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What zinc does is it's a really powerful antiviral. So when you get a viral condition, your body will just, you know, pull all the zinc it can into the cells to try to treat the virus. And we know about zinc through the whole hydroxychloroquine chaos that's been created. Hydroxychloroquine is a malarial drug. It's not a viral drug, but what it does is it opens up the cells to allow the zinc, if we have any in our bodies, allow the zinc to get into the cells and kill the virus or the malaria organism. So when hydroxychloroquine is given, it's given with high dose zinc. And what we say about Pico Zinc is you don't need the hydroxychloroquine because our Pico Zinc is a stabilized ion of the zinc, and it just dives right into the cells because of its tiny size. And certainly, yes, the sense of smell is a zinc deficiency symptom. So again, medicine isn't looking at nutrients, isn't telling people, oh, yeah, you should take zinc. Doctors never learned anything about nutrition in medical school. So again, we're on our own, and you have to do your own research and use your own common sense to see how the importance of these nutrients.
And Carolyn Maria is saying, should you take zinc daily or just when you feel you're getting sick?
I tell people to take zinc daily, but what we're doing is just with our Pico Zinc, what is it, Jenny? A half teaspoon is 10 milligrams.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I tell people to take a quarter or a half teaspoon a day. In our Remite, we have, 3 milligrams of zinc. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like much, but man, it is enough to do stuff. Listen to this testimonial, Jenny, sidebar here. Amy says, I just wanted to let you know that Remite turned around food poisoning for my son. Mm. He has salmonella poisoning. He was having fever, almost 102, lethargy, abdominal pain, headache, and diarrhea. I was keeping him hydrated for sure, but wasn't seeing much progress. Then I thought, he's depleted in electrolytes. I made him a simple smoothie with Remite in it, and after he had about 4 ounces, he went to the bathroom, his fever broke, and he started playing. He completely turned around. Thank you. So that's what doctors say, pediatricians, about kids who have diarrhea. They give them Pedialyte, which is sugar and maybe a couple of minerals, but Remite is our Pedialyte, Jenny. You know, we've never really talked much about that. Isn't that cool?
Yes, that's absolutely awesome. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Absolutely.
And I'm looking at the Pedialyte. It's got electrolytes and dextrose, which is a sugar. So I'm looking at Pedialyte ingredients. You know, it's getting harder and harder to find ingredients listed for anything, you know, because people are looking. So, and they're being hidden. So I'm just putting Pedialyte ingredients, and here's some labels. Hopefully I can read the fine print. Sodium 330 milligrams, potassium 180, sugars. It looks like a teaspoon. And they do have zinc. They don't say how much, but they say 10%, I guess, of the RDA. So that it's water dextrose. So sugar is the first ingredient. And then it's galacto-oligosaccharides. So that's another sugar. It's got salt, citric acid. And then comes potassium, natural and artificial flavors, sodium citrate, sucralose, which is another sugar, acesulfame, potassium, another sugar, synthetic sugar, zinc gluconate, and I guess it's more dextrose. So it's sugar and some salt and potassium. That's it. Pidolite. Unbelievable.
That's very cool.
Oh boy. So I can see where compared to Pedialyte, Remite is like a miracle cure. So anyway, did we finish? Yes, daily, where I'm telling people to take a quarter to half a teaspoon of the Pico zinc, because I think Ginny already mentioned zinc is required daily. You know, I had a thought at first to tell people just take a teaspoon once or twice a week, but it'll be gone on the days you're not taking it. So it becomes important to take it every day. And you can either do it in your Remite and then keep the Pico silver on hand if there's any, whatever contact. Or if you start to feel symptoms, then you start taking more zinc. And we have that information on the label, how to take it, and also on customer service and our FAQs.
Very good. Excellent. Sarah Courtney's on the chat tonight, Carolyn, on our YouTube channel, and she made the comment that she had COVID. It was very mild. She was on all the complement formulas, and because she participated in the magnesium research study at Grassroots Health, she had tested last year at just 19 out of a score, desired score of between 40 to 60. She actually, her score was at 19. And so she—
For vitamin D.
Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. So she started supplementing with the vitamin D. She actually got up to 47 for vitamin D. By the time she did get the COVID, she still takes a half a teaspoon of zinc per day. She moved through it and all was well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were blessed last fall by getting involved with Grassroots Health, doing our tests. I too tested at 19, and I got myself up to 53 so far. So we know that taking supplements, I was taking 10,000 units of our D3K2. We know that's protective clinically because of the research that Grassroots Health is doing. So we were able to help our customers who would listen to us and do the tests and repeat the tests. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah, for doing that. And that's what Jenny said earlier, repeat your tests or get the first test and then see where you are. Because if you're low, you want to take the supplements that are going to help you. So, we're here, we're ahead of the curve. We will always be ahead of the curve and pass this information on to you. Right, Ginny?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Absolutely. And we can, and trending. That's right. Very good.
Hashtag ahead of the curve.
That's right. Hashtag ahead of the curve. Absolutely. And that's because of you, Carolyn. I mean, you're so responsible, reactive, reflexive. Mm-hmm. Just can respond so fluidly. So it's wonderful. Thank you, Sarah, for your comments. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I do have somebody on here asking of something I've never heard before, Carolyn. I think they're asking for you to recommend a product that I've never heard of, Curaderm for acne keratosis or something like that. So I think what I'm going to do, Nara, is ask you to just send that question through the radio show email so we can research it for you and get back. It's questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at drcarolindeanlive.com. That's questions. I'll type it in the chat line at drcarolindeanlive.com. And then Melody Rose will get that question and she'll help you get it sorted out because they don't want to put Carolyn on the spot and go through all that over on the radio show. But I did want to acknowledge your question. Okay.
Well, let me just say what kind of acne did you say it was?
Actinic. So that actinic keratosis.
Oh, actinic keratosis. Oh, right. So Curederm, it's, that is to sort of, eat away a actinic keratosis that might turn, cancerous, but rarely. Actinic keratosis, that's the scaly patches on the skin from exposure to the sun. Mm. And, you know, they think it might be precancerous. So, yeah, I wouldn't be able to comment on that. It's like, that's really pretty much giving a medical prescription. So even by email, I wouldn't be able to talk about that.
Right. Okay. Very good. Yeah. All right. Very good. So there you go. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. What we do have for the skin, which we're not saying is a treatment for any of that, is Renew. Our Renew face cream is just wonderful though. And that is the, and I think that Curederm has that salicylic acid or whatever that stuff, what's that stuff called?
Sacrosylic,
you know, it all sounds the same, but anyway, yes, you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, no, I'm just a radio show host. I am not a doctor, but, was thinking just the acid piece of it, you know, in terms of detoxing the skin and renewing that skin. That's what our product does, is it renews your skin layers and works with the vitamin C and also the Remag. Mm-hmm. So that's a very beneficial.
Well, actually, Jenny, I'm just, you cannot see me, but I am rubbing the top of my nose where I had a little scaly bit of actinic keratosis years ago, and it is gone. And it went, you know, maybe several months after I started putting Renew serum on my face. And now I don't put serum on. I put the Renew face cream. And I actually, Jenny, I'll take our, you know, I'm sorry for diluting the formula here, Jenny. But, you know, when my Renew face cream is about 2/3 down, I'll fill it up with Remag lotion, which is one of the ingredients. And it, I think it makes it creamier for my face. And I think, yeah, our Renew serum is part of the Renew face cream. It's got Renew serum. It's got our vitamin C powder in there. And vitamin C is great for collagen buildup. And it's got a Remag lotion. And it does wonderful things for the skin.
Mm.
Yeah. So yeah, there's that. The Curederm types of treatments, they burn, you know, they are designed to burn things off. I think there's a propylurosil cream that's used as well medically. So it's similar to that, but they say it's natural. But, you know, to my mind, you know, if you burn your skin, you're still burning your skin.
Yes, that's true. Very good. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Charisse is asking, my vitamin D has not gone up at all since starting my vitamin D some months back. I'm staying at 31. I guess my lack of ability to absorb the vitamins is the cause. My doctor suggested vitamin D drops. Do you have any insight?
Well, we'd have to know, Charisse, how much you're taking, how much Remag you're taking, because the ability of the vitamin D to be absorbed depends on your magnesium saturation. So those are the things that you'd look at. And as Jenny said about getting in touch with customer service, you can go into those details through our support at rnareset.com. But when something doesn't go the way it's supposed to, there are reasons, and we usually can find the answer if yes. you'll work with us. Yeah.
We saw a great, we're going to do a great show next week too. Everybody stay tuned. And that is all these cofactors, because it's vitamin D, plus you have to have the D3, K2, plus you have to have vitamin D, D3, K2, plus you got to have vitamin B, plus you got to have magnesium, plus, because, you know, the body is a biological wonder, but it is supposed to function in, with the right ratios. And I don't know if you got to hear our fun little poem at the beginning of the show, Charisse, about magnesium and how critical it is to biological function.
Yeah, everything. It's true. It's not just magnesium. So, yeah. You know, when allopathic medicine ever gets around to saying, well, vitamin D is important for your immune system, they'll forget all the other nutrients that are required to go with it, because they're just so used to wanting to give one thing at a time, like a drug.
That's right. And by the way, people are being told, they're used to being told all you need to take is a drug. So people have gotten lazy. Mm. Not you, Charisse, not you. None of our listeners. I'm not talking about you guys. We're just talking about the big quote unquote people out there. That, you know, they just want to be told one thing, and then they just want to do one thing, and then they want it to go away. And so this holistic approach, this high-functioning holistic approach to doing everything and to pay attention to these cofactors and everything, it's a little challenging in the beginning, but gosh, does it get fun, because, boy, when you get your body and you get aligned with that health, vitality, and well-being, and you start expecting the really good, wonderful things to be happening all the time, and you can trust your body has got you covered, it's just such a glorious feeling, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, Ginny, you know my story about years ago doing my online wellness program. I had 102 modules. They're now all Kindled. And, you know, I was telling people how to do this and that, 102 things to do. And it finally, you know, kind of blew up in my face, because people around the 2008 financial crisis, they just said, look, I'm working, you know, three jobs now instead of two. I don't have time to read any of this stuff. Just tell me what to take. So that was the message I got loud and clear. And it wasn't long before, you know, all kinds of events led me to start doing this dietary supplement completement formula company, so that I could just say, okay, take these things, learn about them, keep track, you'll feel better. And then you'll have the energy, you know, to work harder, to exercise harder, to play harder, to eat better. But you can't just start from a, you know, flat on your back, total body meltdown, doing all these lifestyle changes. It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't work. So this is where we start with, we start with the RNA reset drops, actually, and then we had the Realign and then the Remag, and those things just perk people up to the point where they could get engaged in life again.
Yep, absolutely right. That's exactly the way it happened, too. It's been so much fun, and it just keeps building and building. The momentum and just everything that we're doing here. We're so glad you're with us on YouTube, on Dream Vision 7 Radio. If you're tuned into the live stream through your computer, you're here on the phone with us. We're happy to have you engaged in this conversation and participating fully in your health freedom and in supporting others as we share ideas through the chats and through the phones. We're going to take our phone calls next hour at 646-558-8656. I can see we've got some callers holding. You've got to hit *9 on the keypad to raise your hand, *9 when you want to come on the phone. And so we'll be bringing our callers in next hour, and we're going to take a little bit of a break here. Let Dr. Dean wet her whistle with some wonderful mineral water with some vitamin C powder in it. And then we're going to come back and we're going to get right to it with our fun phone calls and all the rest of your questions and all the rest of Dr. Dean's insights. So lots in store. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. Resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.